It's Helping Hand. Every week, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event offering assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, an organization that's been helping those in need since 1865. One may be a bit humbled imagining all the struggles the Salvation Army have been able to assist with. A huge privilege to welcome to Helping Hand Lieutenant Michael Stack of the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Divisional Youth Secretary, EDS Coordinator, its Emergency Disaster Services Coordinator, and Men's Ministry Secretary. Thank you so much for being here, Lieutenant.
It's good to be here with you as well, Dave.
In the service of helping people.
Amen, yeah.
Lieutenant Stack here got to travel to one of the areas that was inundated with a storm system. It was Texas.
Yeah, they were able to send five or six people along with me. They called us Team Flexible because they really just needed help with all kinds of different things. And the way a storm might work, if it hits the islands, we have to really prepare for just about anything.
Kind of like training while helping.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a great training opportunity for us as well.
How long were you there?
About 2 weeks. We were driving through neighborhoods and stuff like that, trying to assess the situation. And then we see this kind of brown ring on all the houses just above their windows. And we realized that was the water level. Everything in their house would have to be gutted and ripped out. We ran into one elderly lady. She hadn't been able to do anything yet. She saw us pull up in our canteen. She just started crying. She just explained what had happened and that she didn't have the strength or the energy to really do what needed to be done. And the unfortunate thing in a lot of these situations is people had come to her and offered her help, but there's people that are trying to scam people
right.
In these situations. They'll offer to come and help them gut things out of their house and stuff like that, but they'll tell them, oh, it's going to cost this much, but it just gets out of control.
You have to be on the lookout for people preying on these victims. I mean, this is an elderly woman who is in distress and people are trying to prey on her. Were you able to bring any relief?
Yeah. So she actually had her grandson that was there. And one of the guys that came with us, actually, he had an ukulele. The little boy that was there, he was just really struggling because he didn't feel like he had any hope. He couldn't really even help out a lot either because he was so young. But the guy that was with us, he gave that little boy the ukulele that day. And that just really blew him away. This kid who had nothing anymore. He felt like he had something that he could enjoy. But really, for the guy who gave the ukulele to the kid, he was really changed by that moment, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a great learning opportunity for all of us. Yeah.
That's a remarkable story, Lieutenant. When it comes to the holiday times, you guys do those red kettles.
Yeah.
They do a lot of good, don't they?
Huge. I think it was 1/3 or 1/4 of the total last year just came from change. It helps us to do all the different programs that we're doing across the state. About 800,000 last year.
When we had you guys on last year, we looked at the different parts of the state, highlight some of your needs. We'll run through some of those, and maybe we'll start on the Garden Isle.
Yeah, one of the things that I want to draw attention to right now with Kauai is a lot of our men and women that are going through our addiction treatment facilities here end up going back to Kauai, actually. So we have a soup kitchen at both of the locations that are there on that island, and lots of different programs for the kids, and the soup kitchen really needs some funding for the ongoing meal services that take place 3 days a week. Both those locations, people can go in for lunch and for dinner and spend some time in fellowship with other people. It's not just hand you a meal and walk you out the door kind of thing. Someone like myself is often there sitting down, talking to people, eating the meal with them, and just getting a chance to connect on a human level. So all the islands, that emergency services aspect, if something does end up ever potentially happening here in Hawaii, it's very helpful that each of our islands has the critical things that they need.
And that's an island that's gone through it.
A lot of folks really are excited to donate when something does happen, but not so excited to donate beforehand so that we can really prepare so that we have a more effective response beforehand.
Hawaii Island, I know there's a weekly dinner for the homeless, after school art class snack.
Our location is right around the corner from the pier, so they go out there on the pier and they serve a meal for tons of people that are gathering in that area. There's a lot of homeless folks, and so they're feeding people and they're right there with the people.
It's kind of like Meals on Wheels. Yes, it's great to get the meal into the hands of an elderly person or disabled person that can't get out of their house, but when that person spends some time talking with them when they drop off the meal, that can be just as critical, the socialization that happens. Maui, larger dining tent and bathroom renovation.
In Lahaina, all throughout the week, people can come and they can have a hot shower, a hot meal, and again, a time to just fellowship and spend time talking to people that care about them and that want to see their needs met. And it's not the nicest looking thing, but
it offers hot meals, showers, laundry facilities.
Yeah.
It's not really about what it looks like.
Exactly.
Kind of like visiting Hawaii Public Radio. It's not the most fashionable place inside, but we use the money on the right stuff. Well, we're here on the island that has just about a million people and so many folks in need. The worst homeless crisis anywhere in the richest country on earth. An extraordinarily humbling crisis. Every block in this town of Honolulu, yeah. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. It's intense. I can't imagine spending thousands of dollars to come to a place and find what we have going on in Waikiki, which is one heartbreaking reality. Yeah. People who are just screaming to no one. Little woman covered in dirt. Her clothes look like they haven't been washed in I don't know how long. She's Asian of some kind. People just walk right by. People camped every couple of hundred feet. Some of these people look like they are going through such a terrible thing. You're here on the ground, so lay it out there. What's going on here that you need help with?
Yeah, there's a lot going on really across the state in regards to this, but here on Oahu, we're really trying to do the best we can to look at this effort as a whole. So trying to help the kids out early on as well, breaking this cycle that might be happening in their lives. I mean, we have kids that come to our camp program that don't get a chance to eat on the weekends, don't eat very much at all during the summer. And then they come to camp and for lack of a better way of saying it, they're just stuffing their face to the point of vomiting. So it's just a terrible thing.
Are these homeless kids?
Some of the kids that come to our camp are homeless kids. So we have a program called Revolution Hawaii. It goes to Chinatown and the Bush in Waianae and several other places across the island. It takes quite a few connections before they can really build a relationship with someone where they'll trust them. Some of the times we get an opportunity where, and this is huge, where a family that's homeless will let us take their kid for a week to camp.
Amazing.
And the camp, we've got STEAM programs, so science, technology, engineering, art, and math, teaching them, and just really trying to give them an opportunity to spark what we believe God created them to do. We also started a farming program at camp. So it costs about $500 per kid for the week. That includes three meals a day, includes a lot of that programming that we're talking about.
So let's say somebody's listening and they're particularly touched by the children and they're hearing you and they think, well, can I earmark a grand and say, I want to give you $1,000 in hopes that you're going to spend this on putting two kids into that camp?
Yeah. Earmark the money for whatever specific thing you want to, anything that you've heard today, as well as if you want to, you can give the money just to do whatever it
sure.
happens to be that needs
right.
to be.
Right. You guys choose what you need the most.
So I want to highlight also our Pathway of Hope program, trying to end this cycle. So we start with the kids, and then here we are kind of seeing people in the middle of their life, whatever it happens to be that caused them to have this struggle. In Pathway of Hope, we're bringing them after they've gone through that program and trying to help them to find a job. They don't have a home. And so we're trying to connect people with a place to live. So it's helpful to have landlords that are willing to work with us. We need more, or potentially to receive a donation of an apartment complex or something like that, a small one or whatever it happens to be.
One final one, and sort of after my example that I gave of there are some homeless shouting out in a foreign language. And so I see on here translation services, because there's also this myth with the homeless crisis that they all came from the mainland. And living in Waikiki, you see a lot of people who obviously came from somewhere else. But you also see a lot of people on the street who don't seem like they're from here at all, and definitely not from the mainland, yeah. and are speaking foreign languages. And I see on here translation services.
Yeah, so our family services office, they're really one of those first touch points for people. It would be extremely helpful if we had some help with translation services, where even if someone's able to come out and help us translate.
Boom, so volunteers, really.
Yeah, volunteers are a huge help. Yeah, so this language that we're seeing a lot more people coming with specifically is Chinese. So if you can speak Chinese, that would help us out a lot. But in addition to that, with volunteers, going back to the Red Kettle, volunteers that ring the bell for us bring in double, triple the amount of money. If you have the time to just stand and ring a bell for us, that can help out a lot. You can go on our website, hawaii.salvationarmy.org, to be a volunteer, to do anything that's available.
It is hawaii.salvationarmy.org, 808-988-2136. At their website, contact them for a variety of specific ways to support them and get the contact information there. They can be found on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, all the previous Helping Hand guests can all be found at hawaiipublicradio.org. Lieutenant Michael Stack of the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands, Divisional Youth Secretary, Emergency Disaster Services Coordinator, Men's Ministry Secretary, outstanding human being, our Helping Hand guest today. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you today.